Okay, everyone, this is Tales of the Cryptids, a podcast about cryptids, conspiracies, cults, demons, serial killers, and any other horrors, real or not. Join us today for some good laughs as we uncover the truths about the strange and the unexplained.
Yo, it's Ronnie Rose.
It's Ross.
This is Adam. This is Tales of Cryptids.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
It's a beautiful Saturday. Fucking cold, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
Sun's out. We got some Yellowstone to talk about.
Yeah.
You shaved a little bit, so
I did. Life changes. I know. It's weird. It's like new job. I got to cut down a huge beard. I miss it so much because it's like there's that awkward stage of everyone grows a beard.
Yeah.
And you just got to push it through it for like 2 months. You just can't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because once you push it through and then you have a luscious beard. And then you can always trim down. It's like rule of cooking. You can always add more, but you can't take away.
Exactly.
Because once you got to just let it grow. Let the mane grow.
Yeah. But, I got to shave mine. Mine's getting crazy. Yours are getting wild too.
Yeah. It's been good.
I didn't see you with your illustrious beard though. I've only seen pictures.
Hmm.
I missed that, man.
Yeah, some really good pictures.
Let's get this closer to you.
Okay.
Try to get this.
I've had a great day. We made omelets, these crazy omelets, pancakes.
Oh, so delicious.
You're excited this morning when you texted us.
Yeah.
You're like, hell yeah.
It was real good.
What were in the omelets?
Dude, shiitake mushrooms, onions, green peppers, spinach, smoked gouda, white cheddar. The shiitake was
avocado.
Yeah, avocado salsa. Yeah, we killed it.
We're messing around.
Oh, dude, it was fine dining.
Yeah,
nice. Brunch, I guess. So, you know, if we want to be a DC bougie.
Yeah, DC bougie.
So
Yellowstone.
All right, let's
get up into it.
I mean, Yellowstone. Everyone, it's kind of like that. We don't know, but there's a lot of fucking research on this, and that's what makes it cool.
Yeah.
Because even the government has been willing to put forth money to study it and to get everyone's opinion. And like, as soon as like we're talking, you know, we get outside the realm of, you know, not fantasy, but like, you know, demons and tales and cryptids, and go into just, you know, what's going on in the world, like what spooky shit's going on there. That's where it gets interesting, because people like have more views, more money, more passion, or just not more passion, but like there's more people.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know, it's the reason I wanted to talk about it is because it's such an interesting topic. And one of the things that I read about is that we're overdue, you know, for something to happen with Yellowstone.
It's up in the air, but like there's obviously been a lot of fucking activity.
But years ago, was it 640,000?
So, correct. Yeah. So historically speaking, like if we're going in timelines, like yes, fuck some shit up. Like, not gonna lie. Like, if there are humans out there, like any farmers in the Midwest,
losing everything.
No crops anymore.
Yeah. Like, dude, so that was like the second eruption, and there was one right before that as well. And they said like in the second eruption, the caldera like is so big, it like dropped a whole mountain range, like a whole part of the mountain range just dropped into the earth. It's that big.
That's scary.
There's a lot of theories. Like I'm just looking at some couple graphs and stuff, and like, what was it? There's the biggest eruption, if we're talking calderas, that were created, or calderas that have been formed, or ridges, so to speak. It's the Huckleberry Ridge ash bed. And so, like, six states are pretty much have been encompassed. So, like, think about a little smaller than the size of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Alaska's fucking huge.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's seen the graph huge. Or, like, the map where they put that, you know, the real size of the United States. And so, I mean, if it literally leveled part of the earth, and so you know that's where like canyon, like a lot of skiing like areas are down there, like the Grand Canyons and stuff.
But we're in Maryland, so we're good.
That one map I looked at, there's this one map I looked at where we're in like the best yellow, because there's like different layers of yellow,
yeah,
and it's like really bad, like around red and brown. But like we're so far away that I think we'd be okay, like fertilizing our land, yeah. But we'd have to get on it quickly because, like, that's what were you saying? That's like where all the farms are.
Yeah,
like that's where all our food is.
Exactly. Like that would take us out.
And, like,
you know, yeah.
So I kind of like, you know, because there's some, I don't know the seismology or the earthquakes and what causes everything, but I kind of wanted to talk about like impacts of destruction, because that's kind of fun, like, and it's more hypothetical, yeah. And we can kind of just be like, oh, but imagine it would fuck shit up. Anything from supply chains, like economics, volcanic ash.
What about just like fatalities, just like just deaths?
I mean, so the poisoning, like it would more like water, like imagine Flint,
yeah.
Like Flint on steroids, like all that gas.
Yeah.
It would like it literally, like the Colorado River would literally get so fucked up, but bison would be poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Like think of Chernobyl, like but not on the level of like, you know, you can't even see it.
Yeah.
But like obviously it wouldn't have, you know, within 200 kilometers would be crazy.
But it'd be what, a lot bigger than that.
But the
yeah.
the impact, like the wind would carry ash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why, yeah, it'd come all the way to us.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd be like in the safest area.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd probably go across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Oh, it would go
or,
up to Canada?
Yeah, because it spins back up.
It would affect
but,
Canada. It would affect Latin America.
Yeah.
Like, it would, but not even just the impact of just the volcano. Like, think about, like, so all. It creates about a nuclear bomb's worth of explosion of ash.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that classic mushroom effect. So imagine ash taken up everywhere. That just like that ash becomes part of like the clouds.
Yeah.
In like whatever cumulonimbus fucking Goku shit we want to talk about. Like the Goku is going to be riding on ash now.
Yeah.
And he's going to like that. So that blocks out the sun.
Yeah.
Like for about several months, for like a month's period, depending on how big a potential eruption could happen.
It would look like that movie The Road.
Yes.
If you ever see that, yeah.
And so like think, okay, so
there's like ash everywhere.
Now the breadbasket of the world is fucked.
Yeah.
Like China is not getting their soy. They can put all the embargoes they want. Doesn't matter because they ain't growing anymore. You know, India's probably going to have to sell more rice to China to feed their people because there's like half the soy's gone.
Affects the world.
Yeah. So it's like,
yeah,
just this one, or not one, these are technically super volcanoes.
Yeah.
That, you know, just I to define it a little bit better. You know, there's their typical, like, Mount St. Helens was on the level, or more of a level of a super volcano.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, but not quite. So it would have been like a minor, you know, I guess, whatever.
Oh, dude. I was listening to the story about Mount St. Helens.
Mm-hmm.
There's this dude that was like, wasn't he mapping it?
Yeah.
He like took a plane up there. And this is like over, like off the coast of.
It's in Washington, I think.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And so, like, I only know a little bit about Mount St. Helens, but, like, it's, you know, obviously fucked a lot of shit up. And there's, like, a pretty cool story about a photographer who died up there.
Yeah.
And he was trying to capture, like, he was up there just taking pictures of wildlife, and he was there literally at the time of the explosion.
Yeah.
And he did whatever he knew he was going to die, but he saved the film.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he's been gone in history for, like, these beautiful, like, pictures, and, like, he was the only, like, he's the only reason why we have the quality of photographs. I need to find the name of this man.
I mean, if, you know, let's just say if Yellowstone does blow, is that the beginning of the apocalypse, in a sense?
It's a goddamn start to some borderline shit.
Yeah.
I think in this area, what do you think, like, other... I think, like, some parts of the world wouldn't be as affected.
Yeah.
I think America has the infrastructure to, like,
hold
out. Because, like, but imagine all those bunker people. They'd be like, oh, goddamn.
They'd be
right.
Ready to go.
I knew it.
They're ready to go.
I didn't know if it was zombies or volcanoes. I was ready. Like,
yeah, it's in it. Like, at least they're preparing. Because it's crazy that, like, all these earthquakes are happening at Yellowstone right? All this like activity.
Well, there's like always been that. So like,
but
that's like the one thing I was reading. Like, so now they're gauging levels of earthquakes. So because like California, there's earthquakes
all the time.
All the time.
It's ridiculous.
But like, it's like it's weird because I don't know like the science too much behind it, but it's obviously causing a just like they're. No one makes computer programs to file nothing. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But, I don't know. Like, and I, obviously, it's like, it's one of those things where people should be scared and people should be educated about it.
Mm.
And that's, you know, why I feel like it's like this hysteria. And, like people need to be educated. So, like, doesn't mean like our problems now aren't future problems,
but people only care what's like in front of their face.
I know, it's
sadly,
fucked up.
Sadly, you know, and I guess you can't really think about like what if you know Yellowstone blows, you know, at the end of the day. But have they talked about any prevention to this?
I'm not sure.
Or is it tied in with global warming in a sense?
Like,
well, it's raising two inches a year or 2 feet a year.
Something
yeah
something
like the lava like flow is like is rising every year and it's like bubbling up like like you were saying there were some ox like 10 ox or bison 10 bison that just dropped dead and they like tested their blood and everything and
I mean they've even done fossil records
the gases that came out from the chambers like that's what they found.
Wow. Like that so the gas is just the kill of the bison.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like from at Yellowstone.
Shit.
So I think one
like
of
the whole herd just like dropped.
Holy shit. And so, you know, obviously rangers and stuff out there, they take notes and, you know, that's their job to see like, okay, why is this herd dying? You know, what's going on?
Yeah.
And, you know, when the ground raises like 16 degrees in a matter of days with plumes of sulfur and all these toxic gases to their like plants they eat and their ecosystem starts going fucky, like drop dead.
Yeah.
So I mean like I think that's part of the way they actually were able to track back the time like through fossil records and through rock beds and stuff. Mm-hmm. They were able to say, oh shit, so this was a bison that like I think they found animals that didn't even exist. You know, like big cats.
Wow.
Like that died. I mean that's not to talk too many conspiracies, but like dinosaurs dying. I mean, we still don't know. There's a crazy idea. I didn't look too much into it about super volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people even said, you know, this is another. I haven't fleshed this idea out, but the last ice age.
Yeah.
So they talk about. I was reading a lot about ash reports, and you know, going back to that nuclear cloud, block out the sun. Imagine 13 Hiroshimas going off, 15 Hiroshimas in one area, that could have blocked out, you know, part of the ozone, or filled it with ash.
Yeah.
What if that created the last ice age?
That's crazy. Well, weren't there reports of them finding fossils in Yellowstone?
So
they roamed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a couple super volcano eruptions. And
it's a fascinating thing. But Adam, you watched two documentaries on it?
I mean, I just watched the document. Yeah. I was watching them all week, like, as I was doing other work.
Yeah.
So busy.
Anything, like, entertaining or anything that stood out?
I mean, mostly what Ross was saying, like, dude, the amount of ash that would hit the United States. I mean, the plumes coming up, knocking down herds of bison. All these people, like, accidentally die there every year.
Pompeii,
that one's gonna erupt again too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people don't like what's that Busch Gardens? Have you ever been to Busch Gardens or what's that amusement park?
Busch Gardens was so fun.
Yeah, or they have the ride through Pompeii. It's
Busch Gardens.
It's like the fire just comes.
Yeah.
Like it's so hot when you're going through the tunnel and the fire's like.
As a little child, I was
toasty.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know? But.
Yeah, that was a fun ride.
Busch Gardens, by the way. Check it out.
Yeah. That was my favorite growing up.
But, like, it's that people got encased in And what do they call it? So the scientists call this the pyroclastic flows. And so this is according to the USGS's definition. So that it contains a high density mix of hot lava blocks, pumice, ash, and volcanic gas. They move at very high speeds down volcanic slopes, typically following valleys. Most pyroclastic flows consist of two parts. So that's like the top layer of just rock and destruction, and then the bottom layer of just magma. But I mean, like, shit moves 50 miles per hour, so no running from this thing. You better be on a highway, not in traffic. Like, what? It can go up to 1300 fucking degrees.
Yeah.
Like, imagine just like a waterfall of volcanic pumice and ash and.
Wait, volcanic hummus?
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice little schmear coming down.
Sounds really good, actually.
Like, dude, it's eroding, pollution, you know, forest fires. And granted, like, the fires are supposed to, like, aren't they supposed to have, be, like, in California, like, burning, controlled burns and stuff happen?
I think, yeah, they have controlled burns, and then sometimes I think it's just, like, so dry.
Well,
it just catches fire.
But isn't there, like, a reason for it, though? Like, it like, ash creates, like, a bed for new, you know, fucking.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You know, stuff to grow.
Yeah, I think they do like controlled burning in a bunch of different places.
Oh yeah,
I think some of the ones in California. I don't know if they're all like just started for that, but man, some of them get so out of control.
Yeah.
Like people's houses got been burned down, and it's like terrible. Yeah,
last year.
Yeah,
yeah. But I mean, let's say you know this does happen. It does blow. What's the first thing you do? Are you chill?
Well, I mean, Maryland, oh, damn. You know, take out all your investments in the West Coast and, like try to get your money out as fast as possible if you have money in there, you know, because you're not going to see that shit for a while because it's, you know, if you got a house, everyone's going to be submitting insurance claims.
Yeah.
If you got, you know, it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be terrible.
I mean, I think one of the first things I'm going to do when I run into some money is build, like, a bunker.
Dude.
You know? It's like, why not?
That's, yeah.
Stack up some food.
Like, but what's your definition
probably start
of a
drinking
bunker,
again?
Though? Like, because have you seen these it's bunker gone. Nerds on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. They got, they're serious.
Dude, they have, like agricultural, like, technology and the farming systems, and they have indoor bullet.
They're ready to go.
Like armories.
Dude, this program I ran, we were teaching kids how to do urban farming, like indoor farming.
Oh, wow.
And like other different life skills. And I'm just like thinking, like, this is like some apocalypse, like, or just even now, is just because, like,
I mean, it's
in terms of like learning different space and like having your own vegetables. I mean, you did it this year. But dude, it's so awesome. Like,
I did Boy Scouts when I was younger.
Yeah, that's just fun.
I'm an Eagle Scout.
Nice.
Yeah, it's one of, well, my dad was an Eagle Scout, so it's like one of those like herpty derp.
Yeah.
Do it up. But, I mean, I really recommend it. It's I don't like some of their practices of just like how it's a very religious organization too, which is there's good like ideas that come from it, but no one should be forced by like, you know, another person. I don't know. I'm still, I'm not going to touch on this religion topic too much. We went into that last one.
Yeah.
I'm
always scared. Always goes back to this.
Like, I don't know about that. Like, oh, I'm scared of shit out of me. All the people out there.
I hear that. Man.
Oh, man.
But,
I forgot what I was going to say, actually, now.
Oh, God. Okay, back to Yellowstone. Back to these ash reports.
Yeah.
And fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, no, I mean it's an interesting topic, and you know, if it, like I said, if it were to happen, it would probably be a little bit weird. But I think we would bounce back, you know, pretty quickly.
Yeah,
I think. But if it happened in like Chile, like what's that big volcano down there, or something like that, like that's where I think it would take. Because imagine, like, what was the BP disaster? Isn't that called by the British?
The oil spill?
Wasn't the British?
British Petroleum is BP.
Yeah, okay. So it's like, because like the rest of the world took such a big, like they helped, and you know, Europe, they were part of the EU at the time, like they nipped that in the bud real quick, and like not saying it was a good thing, or but like there's still probably lasting consequences of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, dude, the world acted pretty fast.
Yeah, like dude, I had like family members submitting, like, all right, this is what you can do to plug it up, because they put out like a thing. It's like, does anybody know how to plug this up? There,
dude, that's so what I'm saying. It was like more of that like hive mind thinking, like
yeah,
that's,
it's like.
I was also like kind of on that like thought experiment. You
when
know?
You plug it up,
at the BP spill, like it was just like going. It was just going. Like they had no way. It was just polluting the whole Gulf.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't know how to exactly. Does anybody have like a very intelligent?
People?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Like,
I didn't know.
My uncle submitted his like his theory and claim.
You know how they closed it?
Probably.
He was like.
And do you get paid
like,
for your idea?
Yeah, you got paid. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was very interesting. My brother, not my brother, my
I'd
uncle
like,
thought
you
yeah.
Gonna close this shit?
He thought somebody. He thought they took his idea though. At the end of it, he was like, "That was my idea. Like, where's my money?"
No way. That's crazy.
I was thinking. I mean.
Put some duct tape on.
Yeah, a lot of underwater duct tape. We got that yet?
Yeah.
You know how much you can make as an underwater welder, though?
No.
You can. It's like over like 150, 100 to 200 G's.
Wow.
Like up to like if you're like managing underwater welders,
it's
like
a dangerous job.
Yeah.
Oh well, so it's like a.
It's too skilled. It's multifaceted. Like you got to be a welder, right? And then you got to be like a master scuba diver, right? So you got to give me two salaries
for real.
Yeah,
you got LeBron money.
Seriously, like there. My brother was thinking about it. We were watching videos of it one day, and like he was like, I don't know, pipe dream idea. Like he always like, why? It's like, be a blacksmith. Why not be an underwater blacksmith?
No.
And then actually watching shit in your work, pretty much like the people who hire you, like the big gas companies.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you'll get sucked into a pipe potentially and just die. Because,
really?
Of, like, I don't know, because think about pressure. Like, pressure is a crazy thing underwater.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you, what's the thing if you go up too fast and you're,
oh, yeah,
feet
you're
deep, like, pretty
you're,
much your air bubbles.
They start to, yeah.
Like, just come out of you and you'll explode.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you won't explode. You'll lose consciousness. But it's bad. It's like, you get real sick.
Mm-hmm.
Your body, you lose.
So you gotta be a trained diver.
You'll lose consciousness.
Wow.
Like, it's like, it's like the G-force, like even when you're in a jet.
Yeah.
You have those G's, like,
show
you those G's. They're G's.
But, yeah, I mean, you can pay me enough to do that shit. That seems like a very difficult job.
I know we're off topic. There's stories of underwater builders and welders getting sucked up by big catfish.
What?
No way.
Yeah, because catfish never stop growing.
Wow.
So if he's just like, it becomes like a river monster.
Yeah.
And
Jesus.
And they've been like doing their thing, and they just see a big mouth like.
Catfish are crazy. They will eat like a peanut butter covered shoe. Like,
they'll eat anything.
Literally, you could use it like.
It's just so wild. Like, and when they grow that big.
Yeah. You see those crazy dudes on those TV shows that just
like. Yeah. Little noodling.
I got one.
Yeah. Just stick your hand in. It bit me.
That's crazy.
Okay. So there was.
Do they have sharp like shit in their mouth?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
There was. I was just like surfing Reddit. Like I remember watching a GIF, and this guy, I think it was like a Filipino guy or a Thai guy. He just had this hole, and he dumps a bunch of Mentos in there, and then he gets a Diet Pepsi. Pours the 2 liter of Diet Pepsi down there. Sticks his hand down there, and he starts grabbing. He grabs like 6 fucking fish.
No way.
Like. I don't know if it would spoil the meat if they were alive. Like, are you blowing them out? Like, you literally blew them out of their hole. Like,
that's crazy.
The hole started foaming, and then just one by one just started
really
yanking out fish.
Good way to fish.
Like, smart motherfucker.
They come right to you.
Yeah, he pulled out 6 in like a minute.
Wow.
Like,
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is. Mentos and Coke.
Yeah. Mentos, Coke, fish, and gas. Look it up.
It's done a million times. It's fun every time.
Ancient ways.
Cool. Well, that's one way to get fish then.
That's what I'm saying.
During an apocalypse when Yellowstone does blow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you said our food chain will be kind of cut off a little bit.
So we need to stock up on Coke and Mentos.
Yeah, it's okay. Spy up and fishing. Get your bunkers ready, guys.
Yeah.
This volcanic ash might not come in our lifetime.
Get the Impossible meat ready to go.
Dude.
Is it called Impossible?
Yeah. I had an Impossible burger. I put it in a chili. It was good, but it just... I'm sorry, Adam. You're a vegetarian.
You don't have to apologize for it not being.
It was good.
No, he didn't make it.
The texture was there.
Yeah.
But there's something about beef fat. It just adds flavor when it's cooked down.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't replicate.
They probably just put a Boca burger in there or something like that.
Dude, it's like
Boca burgers are good. Spicy ones.
Have you had the Impossible Burger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, I eat a lot of vegetables, but I just like fresh stuff more.
Yeah,
like, I don't really care about the Impossible Whopper.
Yeah.
I've eaten it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just I never had it.
I wouldn't have it at Burger King.
Yeah.
You make your own.
I've had many great veggie patties.
Yeah.
Veggie burgers.
Yeah.
I don't want to downgrade.
No, black bean burgers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
They're great.
But, like,
make my own.
I like the Impossible Burger more than black bean burgers, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because they put a lot of shit on it, probably.
They loaded
it. I guess you can pick what you want.
Man, there's this really good pizza spot in near Patterson Park. Johnny Rad's.
Yeah.
They have a really good food.
My buddy always sees a vegan. He's like, won't shut up about Johnny Rad's.
Johnny Rad's, man. They have this really good, like, mock barbecue sandwich.
Really? Johnny Rad's has a lot of good stuff.
And they have also, it's either Beyond Burger or Impossible Burger. But
if you listen to this podcast and you're in Maryland, make sure to check out Johnny Rad's in Baltimore City.
Yeah.
You'll like it. Baltimore City.
Alright, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Jump back.
Okay. We're gonna get back to
this. We like going off topic sometimes.
Hey, we're having fun. I'm liking it.
Yeah.
But I mean, thankfully Baltimore would only like see an inch, like a millimeter worth of ash.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like,
does no one want to attack Baltimore or Maryland?
Well, I just think we're under everyone.
Well, I mean, just like from, you know, just Mother Nature or like, you know, like terrorist or whatever. Like, I just feel like nothing. If anything's going to happen, it's going to happen in DC first.
But the only thing is about DC, Baltimore, it's like a fucking swamp. Like, it gets so humid in the summer.
It does.
And, like, no one just wants to, no one cares
about us. No one wants to be in the heat to bomb us.
Yeah, it's like the harbor kind of like will snow a little bit in the summer.
We'll go to
it's
San
not
Francisco.
Bad. It's getting, what's Mr. Trash Wheel? He's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. You know, he's cleaning up the, you can actually, it's safe to swim in the harbor now.
Like, no, it's not.
Well, they passed the test.
Yeah,
like,
it's a catfish.
You can.
No, I'm just kidding.
Catfish are everywhere.
You could actually. I think it's like 30 up to like 30 minutes or something.
Oh,
like,
my God.
So before you get like oil saturated into your like system, but
that's terrible. Man.
They've been doing work.
We shouldn't green for a week.
Probably.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like I live by the, you know, I live by Falls Road, and you smell the fucking river sometimes going down. Like, hot day. You're like, oof, there is maybe how many different people's sewage in there. But we love Baltimore.
What's worse, the harbor or McCormick on one of the days?
I knew somebody that worked at McCormick, and he'd come, like, he'd go back home and just, like, his smell is gone.
Really?
Yeah, you could put anything in front of his nose, and it's like,
oh, that's terrible.
Working in there.
He'll eat anything.
Oh, Jesus.
He just
takes 10 showers before he chills.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, it's like when I used to work a lot of blue collar labor, like, you know, I was digging holes and stuff when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, you know, the shower at the end of the day, best feeling ever. Just like seeing, like,
it's amazing.
Dirt wash off. Yeah, I can imagine it's like mustard powder. Trying to smell, like, how many, like, washcloths and shit would you need? And, like, damn.
It's terrible, man.
Oh god.
But yeah, so let's go back to Yellowstone.
Another idea I was thinking about was just, so one source was saying if something like the magnitude of a supervolcano that blew up like 2 million years ago, there was about 6 years for the sun to pretty much realign itself, or like get all the ozone clear of the debris, the ash, like going back to that ice age kind of theory. But this was a major catastrophic, like the biggest nuclear supervolcano you could think of.
Yeah.
But this would pretty much bring like a 6-year reconstruction period to America. Like if we're talking nuclear meltdown level of like, all right, now all of California and pretty much most of Baltimore and the East Coast, you don't have sunlight for about 6 years.
Really? So that's the estimation.
I mean, that's if all the stars aligned, if it was the the biggest 10 out of 10 earthquake with X whatever magma going on, like this is like also like kind of more the thought experiment. And
how much does suicide go up at that point?
Talk about seasonal depression, like every 6 years, like everyone would be like China. You think China's populated? Like people would just want to like leave. Like,
I think people would. I mean, like resources would be like shut down, and I think people would start dying from like simple sicknesses.
Yeah,
so like not being able to like
like kind of going to the Mad Max, like. That's when Mad Max shit starts happening.
Yeah.
Like, but in a fucked up way, I think it'd bring people together. If it's, if you have a 6 years, if a 6 year period or a 6 year goal, I think that's short term enough and long term enough to be like, okay, guys, like, think of, what was it, World War II, like, America, save the troops, gas lines are, you know, out the fucking door, grow your freedom gardens to protect yourself from the Nazis. Like, you know, that, you know what that meant? Just, we're giving away our food and gas to the troops. We're not going to take care of you guys.
I think it can go. I think it could go that way, like, or it could go another way.
Yeah.
Walking Dead way.
Exactly.
You know, where the crazies come out at night.
That's
type deal.
Like, I think it would happen. Like, you would definitely get some cult shit going. Like, Kanye would have a fucking cult in Wyoming.
Already does. And like, probably.
Yeah,
you know, the Yeezy factory. You know, all the workers would come out.
Yeah.
And they, you know, bow to Kanye. He would. I think he would run like all California. Honestly.
Yeah.
He would just like take over Hollywood. You know, eventually, like, have his cult roam around.
Yeah. Yeezy's cult.
But I mean, I think it's like.
Well, he'd be gone because the volcano would hit Wyoming.
That's true. He would somehow like make a go.
Yeah,
he'd make it out
on his jet.
Yeah. So, man, I don't understand him, but I like I kind of envy him a little bit because it's like the
he's
artist,
a crazy person.
It's like the artist in somebody. Like,
I don't want to call him crazy. He's got some bipolar.
He's definitely bipolar.
Something going on. You know, I saw this one like funny like I don't think it's true, but they said that Kanye. Is like starting a church or something for like the tax reasons or something.
I have not heard this.
And somebody's like, fuck this guy.
Oh, dude. Have y'all not seen it?
No.
All right. We should like put it on. So should we pause it and then put it on and then come back?
No, let's do it now.
What? Yeah.
I mean, like,
Kanye?
No. Huh?
Wait, what are we talking about?
Yeah, the Kanye. All right, let me
so
at least.
Kanye, so I heard Kanye has a church.
Yes.
Please update me because I'm
the
not.
Reason that he's the reason that he's doing this is for tax exemption purposes. But
all right, quick update, guys. I'm sorry. I need to hear this.
Yeah,
here. Let's put it on the.
You want me to put it up?
Hmm.
Is it a YouTube video?
Yeah.
Eventually, what we'll do, we'll get like a little screen
like monitor.
Thing.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Fuck you. Can I just like type
so we're
in
just
church
gonna, we're just cutting away for a second of
cutting
this episode and then we're coming back.
Yeah.
So just
church
stay
Jesus.
Tuned.
Stay tuned.
Kanye's disciples. I think disciples. Starts Yezanity, the Church of Jesus Christ. This just sounds too.
Yezanity.
This is 5 years ago though.
He has this like they're talking about he has like the rituals.
Mm-hmm.
Are so crazy.
Is it like Catholicism based?
I think it was like one of
his. He's a crazy person. Yeah. He's like talking at like Joel Osteen's church, and he's like, "Yes, God saved my life, and this and that, and like
a week
very high and mighty." And some guy's like screaming, "He's like, sir, please stop talking. I'm in the middle of my thought. I cannot be interrupted. Once I'm going, I'm gone."
It's amazing.
Yeah. okay. I don't know. I can't find it. Somebody showed it to me.
I saw it. Like, yeah, I didn't see a video. I saw, like, I read something about it. And then I was like, I'm not reading
this. Dude, I saw a video of, like, one of their more private events.
Would you go to a Sunday service?
No. I haven't even gone to church in a long time.
So this is just
church is with me.
Yes.
You know, so I walk.
Yeah, I believe the church is
on walking embodiment.
I was talking to this real, this like redneck about he was talking about like church. He's like, man, if I'm gonna go to church, I'm gonna go outside.
Yeah.
He was like, dude, you got church all around us.
Oh yeah, dude, that's true. Like, just like it's so beautiful.
I'm not going to man made the fucking house. I was like,
house of God, walk outside.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on my boat.
Yeah.
There's some solace in that though, because there's man, at least he's like, there's God everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm always being watched. Might as well be a good person. I'm going to go shrimp. I'm going to go shrimping.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Like,
yeah,
that's what it's all about anyway.
I think that's like,
being a good person.
But yeah, being a fucking good person and like, well, I'm not gonna get back into this.
Well, sorry I couldn't find the video, but the video was great. All right, I guess we come back.
Come back strong.
Do
we want to change up the subject matter?
It's up to you. Like, I have a little bit more on, but I don't want to follow.
Because, like, what I was saying, because I was saying in text, I was like, Yellowstone's a good topic.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like we could do too much. Like an hour.
No, we're good. We don't need to do an hour. If anything, I'd rather do like 30 minutes.
Okay. Cool.
How long is it? 38 minutes.
Oh. Yeah. We can do like another segment or something.
Yeah. Let's just wrap up. Yeah. Let's just wrap it up, and then we can talk some more.
Okay. Cool.
Get some after-hour shit.
Cool.
Right. Do whatever we want.
Whatever we want. Alright, so
final statements on Yellowstone, Rostifer.
Final statements. I think I'm gonna read you the report or the statement, what the USGS believes that would happen or what would essentially not happen. This is coming from their website. So, is there any evidence that Yellowstone will erupt soon? No. Yellowstone is behaving as it has been for the past 140 years, and geological evidence indicates that similar or higher rates of earthquakes, ground uplifts, and steam explosions were experienced at Yellowstone for over the past 10,000 years. So odds are very high that Yellowstone will be eruption-free for the coming centuries. So, I don't think we'll see it, I don't think our children will see it, but it's a good thought experiment, it's a good... You know, the world is a fucked up place, not only by the people, but, you know, Mother Earth is crazy. Like, nature, you scary. And that is a true statement. And, like, you know, what is it? Hawaii's being adding 2 inches every year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Volcanoes, like, their seismic activity is real. Fucks up California.
Hawaii just had an eruption, like, last year.
It was
one of their small islands, I believe.
Damn.
Yeah, I think, doesn't it drift? Hawaii's like drifting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's why you get all the islands.
And this is off topic, but there was somebody had this theory that, like, the whole, like, world was, like, connected.
Yeah. That's what the tectonic plates are. Like, they're, like, we are moving away from Africa and Europe.
Yeah.
Right? And they're going to meet on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, very slowly. Because the tectonic plates just push them. It expresses out one way.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, it, like, dips in. So that's what the faults are.
Yeah, the fault, like, there's, like, fault lines. And, like, well, California is, like, you know, it's like that California goes through Chile. Like, there's, like, that hotbed of volcanoes that, like, lie on pretty much cracks of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's, you know, the Rockies was helped, you know, I'm not sure, we're not scientists, but, you know, there's just kind of, you know, correlation.
You can see
that, like, all right, Hawaii, Mount St. Helen, you know, Yellowstone, one in Chile, and they kind of, you know, if you think on the other side towards the Alps, you know, you have that series of volcanoes in, you know, Greek and Italy and the Mediterranean. So it's, I'm using my hands right now. Yeah, actually, You're good. We're recording, but it's fucking, I think it's cool though. It's just, mm-hmm. Earth is changing. We do not know everything about it, and we're spending a lot of money to find out about it, and I think that's the coolest part. Yeah.
But Adam, final thoughts?
I think a couple good cracks and it'll all just explode. Yeah. You know, just get a couple good earthquakes in there.
Oh, yeah.
Some 7 and 8s.
Perfect storm. Yeah. We're talking, those bunker people are going to be right.
Yeah. The wise words of Jim Morrison, I'm going to get my kicks before the whole shit house goes up in flames.
Amen.
Amen. That's all you can do. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is Ronnie Rose.
Ross again.
This is Adam. This is Tales of the Cryptids.
Peace.
Well, do you want to put in your IG or any social media?
Oh, so yeah. So if you guys want some tasty jam, you'll probably hear my spiel at the end of this thing anyway. But go to @jamfromthefam, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And you will be able to see your boy Ronnie Rose cooking up some good stuff. Mm.
You can follow my art page on Instagram. It's @theartcartel, all underscore between each word. So, yeah.
And if you have any tax questions, I'll look them up for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not a tax specialist, but I'm trying to get better. Not really. But I don't really have an Instagram or a Facebook. I haven't been on it in a while, but we'll see if we actually get a tax question, I'll look it up. I know how to use that shit.
And maybe you guys should follow our podcast.
Yeah. I was like thinking that too. I was like,
whoa, wait a minute. We forgot one.
Tales of the Cryptids podcast is brought to you by Jam from the Fam. Jam from the Fam is an Australian-born, American-made chili jam that's delicious with every bite. You can check them out at www.jamfromthefam.com, or you can go to @jamfromthefam on their social media. Make sure to check these guys out. That jam is delicious, and you'll never want to go back. Jam from the Fam.